The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. 91% of COVID deaths since the beginning of 2022 are triple vaxxed. This is a holy cow, but not holy cow in the aspect that it wouldn't be unexpected. This is what we've been warning about and have been saying for quite a while now, that if you are triple vaxxed, you need to be in the group that should be worried and need this information. I don't know what the solution is for you fully. There are things. Hopefully, if you're okay and you've been triple jabbed, then that means you will stay okay. But if you are not triple jabbed, if you've been jabbed once, this really tells you don't you dare get jabbed again, let alone a third time. And I can't imagine there's people go for four or five and the percentages will just keep going up. Your odds of having something catastrophic happening to you. Not even necessarily death, but just some sort of adverse event could happen to you, let alone, this is talking about deaths though. What's even more interesting is it's the deaths of what they would say is COVID. So the very thing that they are saying is to protect you, the more you get jabbed, the more that thing is likely to kill you. And they're not polling this. They're not telling what. This is official UK government stats that let us know that this is happening without wanting to. Of course, the expose gets access to the UK government's stats, does the mathematics, and voila, you get the truth of what's really going on. The UK at least publishes the vaccinated status, and that's why we're able to get this stuff out of the UK. The United States stuff, they really are trying to hide it, and other governments will hide it, and they a lot of places won't even tell you what the vaccinated status is, and then they lie, where they'll say someone who died will be in the category of unvaccinated or not vaccinated. They might make a category that just says not vaccinated, not unvaccinated, not vaccinated, because you could been vaccinated twice and fall into the category of not vaccinated. They made it, and I think they're still doing it still today in the United States, to be fully vaccinated. You had to be vaccinated twice and then 14 days after that. So if someone were to be vaccinated, this is unbelievable but true. If they've done this in stats where they've skewed it, someone could get two jabs, die 2 days after getting their second jab, and they could say, well, they weren't fully vaccinated. So that's not, we're not putting that in that category. They go in the category of death, but they still qualify as unvaccinated because the second vaccine didn't even have enough time to really fully kick into their body for us to say that they're fully vaccinated. They play those type of games to keep you tricked. But the UK does a little bit less. The UK just tries to hide the data by not publishing. But when they do publish, at least they have like the vaccinated status. And this is why the UK always seems to have so much more information, because they give the vaccinated status, you can figure out so much more. Here is the expose article on that very thing.
While you were distracted by Boris resigning and a doomsday heatwave, the UK governor quietly published data confirming the triple vaccinated account for 91% of COVID deaths since the beginning of 2022. The British public has been distracted for the past week with non-stop news of Boris Johnson's resignation as Prime Minister of the UK, speculation over who might replace him, and doomsday scenarios over a heatwave with temperatures comparable to a pleasant day by the pool on a holiday abroad. But whilst the mainstream media has had the public attention focused on the above, and at the same time manipulated them into fearing for their lives over a bit of sunshine, the UK government quietly published a report on COVID-19 deaths. That report reveals that since the beginning of 2022, the vaccinated population have accounted for over 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths in England, and 91% of those deaths have been among the triple/quadruple vaccinated.
That is, I would say, unbelievable, but by now, if you've been following me and these shows, it's totally expected. We've been seeing this with the triple jab. There is absolute no doubt. The science is in. It's a scientific fact. The more you get jabbed, the more likely you are to die of COVID. But it's worse than that. The more you get jabbed, the more likely you are to just die in general. It's overwhelming, the stats. And anyone who says that this is a conspiracy theory, you are helping evil people kill people. Because you know it's true, or you don't know it's true, and you're refusing to hear the truth and let it register and want to be blind because you're being stubborn. Stubborn because you got vaccinated? I don't know. So what? So tons of people have gotten vaccinated. I don't get that. Just because you've gotten vaccinated doesn't mean you can't stand for truth. I really don't get some of the people's stubbornness. Well, I got vaccinated, so therefore it is the greatest thing that has ever happened to humanity. And you are making up lies because I'm totally fine. Well, yeah, most people who got vaccinated once are completely fine. Yeah, but not all of them. Lots of people for a vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine, it's the worst vaccine in all of the history of humanity. When you combine all vaccines in humanity that have been created, they don't even come close to how bad this vaccine is. And you don't seem to care because you played Russian roulette and got away with it. Well, congratulations. The gun didn't go off on you. Congratulations. So what? That means you go running around encouraging other people to pull the trigger? Yeah, go pull the trigger. I did, and I'm okay. So that means you can pull the trigger, and you'll be okay too. Even though I've seen stats that show that that's not the case at all. But people who want to depopulate the Earth have told me it's good. Well, what's in the vaccine? I don't know. Well, what do the clinical trials say? I don't know. What's some of the scientific data backing up what you're claiming that it's safe and effective? Have you seen that clinical trial data? No. Why are you saying this? Fauci said so. Oh, the government, because the government doesn't lie, right? Government doesn't lie, never lies, never. You know, the most honest entity in all of the world since the world's been created has been governments. I mean, just look at the history of governments. It's full of honesty, integrity, and of people who don't care about power or money, but morals. All government world history has proven that that's true, right? I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm just going to move on. All right, if people don't get my sarcasm, I'm sure they do. Dr. Brian Artis, I find interesting because he's looking at this from a whole different angle than what other people are. And I'm always shocked at how upset people get that Dr. Brian Artis is coming at it from this angle. He comes at this from the angle that he doesn't think, I think he's pretty convinced, he doesn't think that what they developed this coronavirus, this COVID-19, I'm sure he's convinced it was developed in the lab. So am I. I'm convinced it was developed in the lab. He does not believe the story that it was from bats that they were getting it from. Maybe they did use bats in some of the studies, but he thinks the final result was that they were looking at snake venom and that they basically made a synthetic, that the spike protein acts like the way venom would act in you. It's just basically poison. I've heard tons of different doctors say that the vaccine is basically poison. Dr. Robert Malone says the spike protein is a toxin, okay? Well, Dr. Brian Artis is saying the same thing, but he's just saying it acts so much like what snake venom does when it gets into someone's body. And So he, and that flips people out for some reason. I have no idea why. It also makes me think he must be onto something for people to get so upset. Even people on my side of things, even people that don't believe in the vaccine, they flip out about it. Oh my gosh, you're talking about snake venom. It could have been developed using snake venom instead of bats. Holy cow, that's crazy. Well, why? Why is that crazy? They were looking to create biological weapons. One of the most natural biological weapons in the history of the world is venom. Okay? So I don't think it's that crazy. But I'm not going to go deep into it. It's just that he's coming at it from this angle again. I don't know whether it's snake venom or not. I think he makes good points. And it could be developed from snake venom. My point is, I don't... At this point, I don't care only for the aspect of helping people recover that have been vaccinated. So it does matter what the origins are for that reason. But I'm more mission is trying to make sure people don't take a jab or a booster, because the end result, whatever it was developed from, I know it's bad. I know that it damages the immune system, regardless of whether it's the spike protein just developed in the lab and it's damaging people's immune system, or they developed it with snake venom in mind as they were developing it. It doesn't matter, but I play this because I do know one thing. It's very critical to know what the origins are for someone who's been jabbed. I haven't been jabbed, so I'm not doing this for me. I haven't been jabbed, so I'm not going to give you this information for me, just for the fun of it. It's for you in case you have been jabbed. You need to decide whether Dr. Brian Artis is onto something and whether you want to demand other doctors look into this. Because if you do need something to combat this, knowing the origins and what they put in the vaccine, what the vaccine actually is, which we still don't even know to this day exactly what the vaccine is still to this day. If we did, we could help you a lot more. Take a listen to Dr. Brian Artis.
I want to bring everyone up to speed on this because... No one knew this was coming. No one's really talking about it, but I'll talk about it. People do talk to me about it directly because they know it's of interest to me and of what I've been doing recently in the last 2 months. When I came out exposing the weaponizing of venoms and their connection to the moderate to severe hospitalizations and deaths surrounding COVID, it is weaponized venom. Italy confirmed there's 36 different venoms being found from animals in COVID-19 patients. And not in anybody with no COVID PCR test or symptom. When they found this, they all discussed the same thing in China, France, and Italy, that the venoms attack nicotinic acetylcholine receptors in the brain, and suggested that all governments around the world early in 2020 should do nicotine studies using nicotine gum and patches or any other agents outside of smoking to see if that would actually prevent COVID-19 disease. Because to this day, smokers still represent 2% or less of all hospitalized patients worldwide with COVID-19.
Let me repeat that. Smokers. It doesn't matter whether you agree or not about the snake venom stuff. Doesn't matter. Smokers are only 2%. Clearly nicotine or something else. Maybe it's not nicotine and we just think it is. But all indication is that nicotine, because it affects the receptors, is causing this. Causing that smokers doing something that is unhealthy actually became a benefit when it comes to COVID-19. It's odd, but he goes deeper into that. And it's information that doctors and a lot of people need to know, because we need to look deeper into this. Even if you drop the snake venom thing, which I don't know why people flip out about that. It blows my mind. Whether it came from bats or snakes, I don't really care other than to help people. But take a listen.
And they observed that there's some miraculous protective mechanism of nicotine, and it must be this nicotinic acetylcholine receptor. I just want you to know, God created you and put in your brain stem and in your brain nicotinic acetylcholine receptors that have an affinity to bind to or grab nicotine when it's present in your body over anything else that attaches to that receptor. In order, it is nicotine's the highest affinity, Ivermectin's number two that I'm aware of. Venom's would be number three. So if venom's attached there or ivermectin's attached there and you put nicotine in the body, the receptors will let go of those venoms or ivermectin and grab nicotine. And that is more protective than it is harmful at all. And just so y'all know, before anybody gets upset in Canada, nicotine has never been published to cause a human disease ever. It's the chemicals mixed in the tobacco plants when they manufacture cigarettes that creates the problem. So worldwide, we let the whole world know with Watch the Water documentary. There's a new documentary that just came out 2 weeks ago. It's called Covenom 19. I am in it. Some government agency individuals who train CIA and FBI agents. Dr. Tal Braun is in this documentary. You can go to covenomseries.com and watch it. It's free. Go watch it. But in there, we discuss this nicotine protective nature against COVID. Well, we know COVID is still going on. I just gave you stats right now, supposedly, of COVID going around right now. Still hospitalizing people, but mostly those that are vaccinated. Well, if you want to protect yourself, I exposed to the whole world that the whole world governments, mass media lied to everyone in May of 2020 that smokers were being hospitalized and dying from COVID-19 more than any other demographic. That was a flat out lie. It's still the lie. So they tried to get people to quit smoking, realizing it was blocking their intent of harm with their biological weapons. So I just want you to know this last week, if you follow what I've been doing the last 2 months around the world, doing hundreds of interviews over the last 8 weeks all over the planet, I've been educating people on the protective nature of nicotine and melatonin hormone, along with vitamin C and zinc, and why these work so well to prevent COVID symptoms of any kind. And their protective nature against venoms and spike proteins, which were actually identified to be peptides of venoms from king cobra and the Chinese crate snake. So if this is true, the governments have an attempt to try to thwart human beings around the planet and in your countries from not being safe and living through COVID-19. And they want you scared to do their vaccine agenda. So they've lied to you about nicotine. In the United States of America, just last week, our FDA decided to ban e-cigarettes by the number one manufacturer of e-cigarettes called Juul, J-U-U-L. And they actually sell high amounts of nicotine that you just vape, but it doesn't have any of the chemicals from tobacco because it's tobacco-less. The FDA just banned all sales of Juul e-cigarettes so that we can't get nicotine from the vaping products.
Yes, and they're trying to ban nicotine all around the world right now. It's not making massive headline news, but he's 100% right that there's a massive push all of a sudden against nicotine, which is odd because they're not banning and saying cigarettes must be shut down. Isn't that interesting? If they were trying to save people's lives, they wouldn't ban vaping, they would ban cigarettes. But they're willing to ban vaping and completely shut it down if they have to, but not cigarettes. It's interesting stuff. Folks, I don't know. We need more than just Brian Artist on this. We need more doctors looking in. But I'm not afraid to present things, especially since Brian Artist is the guy that everyone thought was crazy when he said remdesivir was killing people in hospitals, and he was proven 100% right on that. And when he first was running around, if you know anything about remdesivir, he's the reason why. He was the guy that really pushed it, and then it caught on, and everybody else and other people started looking into it. So I'm just hoping the same thing, that we get more people looking into what he's theorizing about nicotine. Does it help? Does it not? Is venom the origin? Is it or isn't it? Or is it from bats or something else? It's just genetically engineered. It could be not from any animal whatsoever. Let me give you Dr. Vernon Coleman, though. I'm moving on. Dr. Vernon Coleman, talking about doctors who prescribe their patients to go get injected, is basically what he's talking about here. And well, I'll let him speak for himself on this. Take a listen.
Individuals who are encouraged to allow themselves to be jabbed are often assured that no serious side effects are known with the COVID-19 jabs. Devi Sridhar on the BBC said the jab is 100% safe. Safe in just the same way that lying down on the fast lane of the M4 is 100% safe. Any medical doctor on the television who tells a patient that no side effects are known with the COVID-19 jab should be reported to the authorities and should have their license to breathe permanently removed. Indeed, I would go further. Since we know that the COVID-19 jab does not stop anyone getting COVID-19 and doesn't stop them spreading it if they do get it, but that it can nevertheless produce serious and potentially lethal side effects, I believe that any doctor still giving the COVID-19 jab and not warning patients about the very real dangers should be arrested for fraud and for assault. When a doctor uses a patient in a trial, it is their legal responsibility to tell the patient what is happening. That's why 290,000 odd doctors in the UK will end up using their wound suturing skills to sew mailbags. The world, it seems, is uncomfortably full of folk who, emboldened by the invincibility of wanton ignorance and unlimited hubris, are ready, willing and able, for an appropriate fee, I have no doubt, to share their lunacies with compliant and oh too gullible audiences, those of us daring to tell the truth, are banned, suppressed, censored, and demonized.
Folks, when he's talking about the doctors, I want the doctors to know you're in dangerous territory because the government and Big Pharma will throw you under the bus in 2 seconds and say you're the ones that should have known and should have told your patients whether it was safe or and effective or not. And you say, oh, no, the CDC directed it. They can throw you under the bus in 2 seconds. Big Pharma can't get sued. Understand, they can't get sued. They have liability protection. But there's going to be some good lawyers out there at some point in time that are going to realize, well, if Big Pharma can't be sued, then these doctors can. And if I was a doctor right now, I'd be doing everything I can to make sure that I'm on record not recommending the vaccine. But go ahead, doctors. Go ahead and recommend it. Laugh at me. Oh, no. Go trust the government. They'll never throw you under the bus. You know what? They'll take the fall. As all this overwhelming evidence comes out of how awful the vaccine is, they're going to take the fall and never push it on you. Trust that. Yeah, they're your friends. Big government loves you. All I have to say is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. That's the most important thing. People can get mad about the evidence that I present. How dare I present information? Information that is no-go information. You're not supposed to talk about that. Whenever anyone does that, then I have to talk about it. That's how I am. Know that Jesus is the way, because that's all that matters. All of this is nonsense. Everyone dies at some point in time. It's whether these people are going to be so wicked that they're going to get smashed by God or not. Don't be part of them. Don't be part of the murderous pigs that are going to get smashed by God. Be on our side, the ones that God will hold up, the ones that God can make righteous and will. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.